It's Tuesday, February 20th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Middle East Concern is requesting prayer for 4 Christians incarcerated at Evin Prison in Iran. 3 men, Nasser Nevard Goltepeh, Ali Amini, and Majidrisa Kushani, and 1 woman, Fatima Mohammadi, are suffering for their testimony for Jesus Christ. Hong Kong's South China Post magazine tells the story of how Jesus saved the chief propagandist for Pol Pot's Communist Khmer Rouge. Kong Duong now professes to be a Christian, hosts a radio program, and broadcasts his Christian commentary across Cambodia. According to the magazine, quote, "Conversion from Pol Pot's ultra-Maoist ideology to Christianity is commonplace throughout Palin, the country's last Khmer Rouge stronghold. The soldiers and supporters who once waged war seek comfort in the Bible and preach love and compassion in the 22 churches that serve the town's population of 70,000. End quote. The prophet Isaiah prays in Isaiah 64, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down. The mountains shook at your presence." Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban called Christianity, quote, "Europe's last hope," end quote, in a speech he gave in Budapest, Hungary on Sunday. Orban said that Berlin and Paris have, quote, "opened the way to the decline of Christian culture and the advance of Islam," end quote. Orban further stated that Hungary stands in solidarity with those Western Europeans and their leaders who want to save their countries and their Christian culture. The Prime Minister also promised to seal Hungary's borders to immigrants and voiced his support for the Stop George Soros bill in the Hungarian legislature. Viktor Orban's party continues to enjoy substantial popular support in the country, and it is expected to win a third term in the upcoming elections in April. After a recent murder spree in a Florida high school, the White House announced that President Donald Trump is, quote, "supportive of efforts to improve the federal background check system," end quote, for gun purchases. Trump has indicated support for a gun control bill sponsored by Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn and supported by Democratic Senators Dianne Feinstein and Chris Murphy. American scientists announced over the weekend that they have created a second successful human-animal hybrid. The sheep embryos are made up of 0.01% human cells, according to a National Geographic report. The goal of the research work is to create human